Who will you serve or obey? Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Deuteronomy 13:4. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him, and cleave unto him. The dictionary definition of serve, obey, and obedient are: serve, to work for, to labor in behalf of, to exert oneself continuously for the benefit of, to do service for, to be in the employment of, specifically in a religious sense, to obey and worship. Obey, to give ear to execute the commands of, to yield submission to comply with the orders of.
Amen.
Obedient, subject in will or act to authority, willing to obey, submissive to restraint, control, or command. God has commanded us to serve and obey him. Deuteronomy 32. And shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Jeremiah 7:23. This thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Matthew 4:10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, this is right. Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things, and this is all pleasing unto the Lord. In the Bible, we find a few examples of people who served and obeyed God. Abraham. Genesis 22:18. In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Genesis 26:4-5. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. The children of Israel at various times. Even the winds in the sea obey him. Matthew 8:27. The men marveled, saying, what manner is this that even the winds in the sea obey him? Some people, like the children of Israel, say that they obey God, but then don't follow through. Joshua 24:24. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you will obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which you have not known. Deuteronomy 11:26-28. If you will fear the Lord and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the Lord your God, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. 1 Samuel 12:14-15. We also find in the Bible examples of people who did not obey God, along with the results. Deuteronomy 8:19. And it shall be if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Deuteronomy 21:18-21. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father, the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out to the elders of his city, and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious, he will not obey our voice, he is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put away evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Exodus 5, 2 and 14, 27 to 28. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I shall obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not shew them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. 1 Samuel 12:15. If you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you. 1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Kings 20:35-37. A certain man of the son of the prophets said unto his neighbor in the word of the Lord, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. And he found another man and said, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him, so that in smiting he wounded him. 2 Kings 18:10-12. At the end of 3 years they took it, even in the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is, the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Israel and the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria, and put them in Hala and in Haber by the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. Psalms 97:7. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Jeremiah 12:17. If they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 35:5-10 and 19. I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, We shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, and all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. Therefore saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. The only reason God made us is to serve Him. That is the only reason He led the Israelites out of Egypt. Exodus 8:1. The Lord spake unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Which do you want?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeremy.